The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Who gets up this early?
Huh? Anybody? Guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
I just think it's gonna be a good day.
Guess what day it is?
You asked for it, and you got it. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, live from the True Air Technologies studio on 94.5 The Answer.
In the spirit of Thanksgiving, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took part in the annual pardoning of the Thanksgiving turkeys yesterday at the White House, with the president making it official that bread and butter, the two turkeys from North Carolina, he spared them from becoming somebody's Thanksgiving meal.
The economy is booming.
Well, let's see, Tommy, can you help me with number one there?
As we gather this week with loved ones across our beautiful land, we give thanks to God for the many gifts that he has bestowed upon us. Today, we also come together to honor the beautiful feathered friend, the noble turkey. And that's a beauty. It's said that Abraham Lincoln was the first president to spare a Thanksgiving turkey at the request of his son. In 1947, President Harry Truman accepted the first annual national Thanksgiving turkey. In the decades that followed, presidents from Kennedy to Reagan would show mercy. See? Wow. That's a strong bird. To their birds. But it was George H.W. Bush who first issued an official pardon. In keeping with that tradition, today I will issue a pardon to a pair of very handsome birds, Butter, and his alternate bread.
And the president, he made a few wisecracks about the birds that they had already been summoned to appear for House Intelligence Committee Chairman's inquiry, said that they had been issued subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement. Let's go to cut number two also, Tommy.
Thankfully, bread and butter have been specially raised by the Jacksons to remain calm under any condition, which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday. It's true. Hundreds of people have. It seems the Democrats are accusing me of being too soft on turkey. But bread and butter, I should note that unlike previous witnesses, you and I have actually met. It's very unusual. Very unusual. In any event, I expect this pardon will be a very popular one with the media. After all, turkeys are closely related to vultures.
877-235-9405. Your call, your opinion, your insight. If you can't get through on our talk lines this morning, send me a quick note on the Big Rock text line. For all your natural stone and hardscape needs, visit GoBigRock.com. Many of you are texting in various things. We're talking a little bit today about how you prepare your turkey on Thanksgiving, whether it's just the old traditional roasting in the oven, or maybe you've got a big green egg like I do, and you smoke it or fry it. And right now it's sort of split among all the various methods. And of course, we're talking a little too about, are you going to allow political talk? You know, things can get pretty contentious fast if you've got someone who is of a different political persuasion at your Thanksgiving dinner. The most important thing today, though, is to raise a little money for the Salvation Army as we are ringing the bell at our Red Kettle. 877-235-9405. Text the word give, and I'll send you a quick note so that you can have the link, or just go to teamhudson.org, teamhudson.org. A lot of people coming by Tommy's Country Ham House this morning. I see my friend State Senator Dwight Loftus over there. He'll be joining us in a few minutes. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt stops by. And, you know, we've kicked off a race for Greenville County Sheriff here as well, and a candidate. And, look, Tommy's Ham House is the place to be if you're running for office. Hobart Lewis here with me this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So are you out doing a little campaigning?
I am. This is certainly campaign central here in Greenville. And if you're gonna do well, you better be at Tommy's for sure. You better make several appearances.
You can't not run for office and not be at Tommy's. That's for sure. All right, so personal question. How do you prepare your turkey on Thanksgiving?
Deep fried. The only way to go for me.
Deep fry. Now, Angelo, I'm just telling you, there's a lot of background noise on his mic. That's what I was trying to tell you. I don't know. Hobart Lewis with me. Let's talk for a minute, Hobart. And this is not necessarily a political day, but since you were here, I wanted to give you a minute or so to talk about your race for sheriff. You've been with the sheriff's office in the past. Tell me why you're running for sheriff.
Well, we ran in 2016, and we lost by 288 votes. So as things happened and we got into a special election, it was a very unique time to certainly to get back in it. You know, you're planning for a regular race in the June primary. It just came a little bit early.
Yeah.
So just knowing what was going on at the sheriff's office and working there and being one of those people that did directly deal with calls and directly deal with people and see this level of service we were providing back then, we knew there was a need, so we ran, and we did really well, and we have a good plan in place, and we look forward to making some very positive changes and restoring the pride and integrity back at the sheriff's office and rebuilding those bridges from law enforcement to the community. So it was just a really good time to do it, and we're very fortunate to be where we are and to have so much support.
Yep, and we'll be seeing you December the 9th as we'll be holding a debate out at Veranda, Vivian Wong's place out there, along with our friends over at First Monday, 7 to 8:30. And we'll be broadcasting that, but we'd love to have you come out too. So if you're interested in that, it's free, but you do need to register. Just text the keyword debate to our text line, 877-235-9405, just the word debate, and I'll send you a link so that you can register, and you'll be able to ask Hobart and the other candidates running questions, because we got to get this right this time. We can't make another mistake. We got to get it right this time. Hobart Lewis, appreciate you coming by on our special our special broadcast for Salvation Army this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Yes. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you along. All right. Now, Chris at Fat Daddy's Barbecue down in Greenwood's weighing in here. He says that they're smoking 38 turkeys in the next couple of days, with a portion of those going to the soup kitchen on Thursday. Thank you, Chris. And, hey, Chris, we look forward to seeing you on December 13th as well, as we'll be having our Salvation Army Greenwood remote at Fat Daddy's Barbecue there on December the 13th. So, Chris, I'm going to be expecting a lot of good food down there too. You can give online. Go to teamhudson.org, teamhudson.org. Give generously. Run by Tommy's. We'd love to see you here. Come by, have a cup of coffee, have breakfast. And, of course, you can give online. Just text the keyword GIVE to 877-235-9405. Up next, we'll get back to your phone calls and your comments. How do you cook your turkey as we head into Thanksgiving tomorrow? And are you going to allow political talk? You're going to be talking politics at the Thanksgiving dinner table tomorrow? I got some tips on what you may want to do. And, of course, we're here today raising money for our Red Kettle, for the Salvation Army. 877-235-9405. $100 helps feed a family of four for 3 days. $150 helps provide meals to 60 children in need. $250 covers two nights of shelter for a family of four. So please join the fight for good. Go to teamhudson.org. Teamhudson.org. Donate today as we are ringing the bell for the Salvation Army. Back in a moment here on 94.5 WGTK. Yes, grab another cup of coffee. Come by Tommy's Ham House and maybe have a nice bacon and cheese omelet. That's my favorite, with hash browns a little extra crispy. Good crowd here. And, of course, we're here ringing the bell for the Salvation Army as we are kicking off our Red Kettle campaign. Come by, see us. If you can't make it by this morning, you can still give generously. Go to teamhudson.org, teamhudson.org, or just text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to the Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405. I'll send you a quick link, and you can give generously. You know, it's real simple. $100 feeds a family of four for 3 days. $150 helps provide 60 meals for children. $250 covers two nights of shelter for a family of four. So please give generously to teamhudson.org or text GIVE to the Big Rock text line. And speaking of the Big Rock text line, I've got one of the team members from Big Rock here sitting right in front of me, John King. Welcome in. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are y'all?
We are wonderful, and thank you for coming by. First of all, thank you for the partnership with Big Rock. I love saying the Big Rock text line. And do I say it enough?
Absolutely, and we love hearing it, too.
You can always text your comments to the Big Rock text line. And Big Rock, they stepped up in a big way, too, and made a nice contribution to our Red Kettle. Thank you for that contribution, because you're going to help a lot of families here in Greenville with that.
Well, you're more than welcome. We just wanted to get the ball rolling, and hopefully other people will come up and donate. It's a great cause, and we just wanted to do what we could.
Well, and that's part of being a locally owned business. You know, you guys have been here in the Upstate for many, many years now, and you're just part of the community, and that's part of it, is giving back to the community that gives to you, that buys your products throughout the year.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it any better myself.
Well, I was going to give you the opportunity there, but John King with Big Rock, and again, thank you for coming by. Thank you for your generous contribution. And maybe there are other businesses out there that would like to match what Big Rock has done, and step up and make a nice contribution to our Red Kettle. TeamHudson.org or text GIVE to the Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405. Thank you again for coming by. Happy Thanksgiving to you. How are you guys going to cook the turkey this year?
We're actually smoking it.
Smoking it in the Big Green Egg? Or?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's sort of your dad's favorite way to prepare anything, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I was leaving the house about 6 this morning to come up here, and he was up getting the egg started and getting that process going.
Yep.
So
yep. All right, well, happy Thanksgiving to you, and thank you again for coming by.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes. John King from Big Rock, and you hear me talk about the Big Rock text line every day, often, and so appreciate them making a very generous contribution to our Red Kettle here. 877-235-9405. Text GIVE to the Big Rock text line. So how are you cooking your turkey? Love to hear from you. Lots of you are texting your messages in, and, of course, I'd love to hear from you on our talk line as well. Let's quickly let's see. Tommy, I can't see my time. Where are we here? Oh, I got a little time, don't I?
Yeah, it's 7:25.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Steve, who is in Inman. Welcome in, Steve.
Hey, good morning again. Thank you. It's not about
Steve.
How I cook my turkey. It's how I'm going to eat it.
Well, now that's important as well.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Hey, I just have a thought. I want to get an opinion from you and Tommy and your listeners. But it seems to me, and maybe we do this, I don't think we do, but any elected official, whether it be anybody, sheriff, water commission, city council, county council, anybody, they should go through a criminal background check. In my opinion, and I may be wrong,
yeah.
But I'd like to get your thoughts. I know more than criminal activity shows up on those checks. DUIs,
yeah.
Domestic, so forth.
That's a good question, Steve, and I got a lot of noise there. Appreciate your phone call, Steve. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and go to teamhudson.org, give generously. You know, State Senator Dwight Loftus, I see him sitting over there. He's going to be joining. He heard me call his name. We'll ask him that question, because I think there is a degree of some background, and I think maybe they're proposing making some changes. And, of course, this in result of the situation we found ourselves here in Greenville. Charles says, waiting to hear text the keyword Big Rock to win one of those big blazing boulders. Laugh out loud, just kidding. Hey, Charles, they'll fix you up with a blazing boulder. They got all kinds of blazing boulders over there. It's amazing what Big Rock can do with those. So go ahead, Charles. Run by. Check them out. Conveniently located. Just look for South Carolina's largest stone yard. 877-235-9405 here at Tommy's Ham House. Glad to have you along. Give generously as we are here kicking off our Red Kettle campaign. Tommy's Ham House is starting to fill up. I see Merritt over there with True Air Technologies. He'll be joining me in a few minutes. And I believe I see someone from Superior Renovations. Maybe. I don't know. He's incognito. We're going to be checking in with various people. Tommy is getting full. Tommy, do you want me to send Angelo send some eggs or something with you?
Do I want you to?
Yes.
Even have to ask? I'll tell you what. When we were coming in this morning, Amy Hyder and I often walk in at the same time, and she goes, what's going on? I said, you know, it's the big broadcast from Tommy's Ham House. She goes, are they bringing us breakfast? That's all she said.
We'll have to send something out there, and we're going to also hear from my friend Felicia Robbins, and just what an impact the Croc Center is having in our community and the Salvation Army. Give generously as we are ringing the bell. I kind of like that. Felicia, I think I'm pretty good at that. Go to teamhudson.org, teamhudson.org, and give generously as we kick off our Red Kettle campaign. Major Kelly was talking a minute ago about the United Way and the fact that they're going to get $90,000 less this year, and that's a deficit they got to make up. So we're going to help them do that. We're going to help them do that. I'm trying to get Chris from Fat Daddy's Barbecue in Greenwood to maybe call in, too, as we will be there on December the 13th. We'll be over in Anderson and Spartanburg, maybe head up to Hendersonville. And just a reminder, as we had Hobart Lewis in a minute ago, we do have a sheriff's debate coming up December the 9th, so text debate. And we'll be doing that along with my friend Deb Sofield over at First Monday, December the 9th, because we got to get this election right this time, folks. We got to kind of clean some of this up. So it's a tough time to be having a special election as we head into Christmas and New Year. So plan to tune in December the 9th for our debate. We'll have all five candidates who are running in the GOP primary for Greenville County Sheriff. Deb Sofield and I will be asking the questions. If you got a question you want to ask, then text it in. Text it in on the Big Rock text line, and I'll be happy to pass that along. But text debate if you want to register. It's free, but you do need to register. There are a limited amount of seats there. So Felicia Robbins up with me next as we're going to talk a little more about why we're here at Tommy's Ham House and what the Salvation Army does right here in our Greenville community. It is, what time is it, Tommy? 7:30 here on 94.5 The Answer. Be sure and visit our website, 94.5theanswer.com. While you're there, become an Answer Insider. Just click on the banner, and you'll get a first heads up when Tommy has some things out of that goodie bag.
Now, you're talking about me, Tommy.
Yeah, you, Tommy. Not Tommy here who's frying eggs, but you, Tommy, yes. It gets a little confusing. We got Tommy's Ham House. We got Tommy K, who has all the Greenworks products in his goodie bag.
No joke.
Got a lot of Tommies.
No joke. Through this whole thing, is every time you've said Tommy's Ham House, it's given me a jolt. I've jumped.
It's not,
up.
Yeah.
What? Wait. I got
not. Oh. It's not your Ham House, Tommy K. We are going to be giving away a 60-volt Greenworks power blower, and Brian Stearns from Ringo Fire and our friend with Greenworks is headed this way. He may be listening. But we're going to be giving one away for someone who makes a generous contribution to Salvation Army. You remember that English teacher that I told you about that was fired after tweeting about President Donald Trump? She actually tweeted to him talking about her high school there in Texas, that it was full of students who were in the country illegally. Remember, the school board relieved her of her job? Well, she's got her job back. The Texas Education Agency Commissioner Mike Morath ruled this week that Carter Riverside High School teacher Georgia Clark's tweet was protected by the First Amendment. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram is reporting that she's going to get her job back, and they're going to have to pay her back pay as well for the time that she's out. Glad to have you along on this special broadcast. If you hear some clinging in the background, that's because we're at Tommy's Country Ham House. Hope you'll come by as well here in Greenville and Rutherford as we are kicking off our Red Kettle campaign. I love ringing this bell. I never thought that I'd be good at ringing the bell, but hey, I think I'm catching on. What do you think, Felisa Robbins, here with me?
I think you should come join us.
I could be a bell ringer. Maybe I've found my calling here.
Calling.
Yeah. Also with me is State Senator Dwight Loftus. Always good to have you
good
as well,
morning.
Senator. We've got a busy morning as we're raising money for a very deserving cause. I want to talk with you, Senator, for just a minute, because when you see organizations like the Salvation Army and all the good things they do in our community, what I think about, first off, is they're doing things better than any government agency could ever do. They're doing things that sometimes the government tries to do and they just don't do too well. Doesn't it just warm your heart to see these types of organizations sort of filling in the gap and keeping government out?
Yes, it does, and you kind of took the words out of my mouth, because they do fill that gap. They can adapt where government cannot adapt. And their passion and their heart's in it, and that's not true with the government per se.
Yeah, with a bureaucrat and the agency. And look, there's some things that government does a great job
right.
at. But when it comes to these types of things, when you have people who are caring, you have the faith community, and you got people who are just dedicated to serving others, they just do a much better job. And look, I would rather be able to voluntarily put something in this little red kettle here rather than have no offense, Senator, rather than having our state government taking it out of my check involuntarily.
Well, that's true. I absolutely agree with you.
Yep. So State Senator Dwight Loftus with me this morning. Now, you're going to be making a contribution to the Red Kettle, and
right.
you've got a bit of a challenge to some of your fellow legislators, too, right?
Well, yes, I do, and I think a couple, three of them or more may come in today. And certainly I would challenge them to support this cause. Very
right.
good cause.
So if you're listening, I'm not going to call any names yet. I may start calling names here in a few minutes, but State Senator Dwight Loftus is making a generous donation to our Red Kettle, and maybe some of you who serve in other elected officials, maybe you too will run by Tommy's and give generously as well, because Felisa Collins, you've been involved with the Salvation Army for a long time. Your family, your dad, I just loved your dad. He was very generous, and he would love being here today, wouldn't he?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And
yes.
He would be the loudest one in the room.
Of course he would. Fred Collins, of course, did a lot of good. Dwight, you remember Fred. You were on Crime Stoppers.
Yes,
with
I was.
Us when
right.
He was so involved with Crime Stoppers. But Felisa, your dad, he started the Fred Collins Foundation. And, of course, it was a personal story for Fred because he just appreciated the services but because of his youth.
That's right. Many people knew the story. Many don't. Dad's mom died when he was very young, and at one point in his life, he ended up in the Bruner Home. And the Bruner Home for Children was operated by the Salvation Army. It was an orphanage. His father was living, but at the time couldn't care for him. And Dad told me often how those years in that home truly changed his heart and how he viewed life. And while he was a lightning rod, for all types of things, he did learn generosity and the love of the Lord.
Yeah, he always loved supporting good causes in Greenville. And, I mentioned that Fred was involved with Crime Stoppers. And that's just a good example because, there'd be times that as Crime Stoppers were struggling to raise money because, we're a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
The money that we use to give rewards to put bad guys behind bars, that's not government money. That's money that comes out of the community. There'd be times that we would be struggling, we'd need something, and suddenly a check would appear from Fred Collins because he knew that we needed it, and that's the kind of guy he was.
Yes, but he didn't want people to know.
No, he didn't. Very quietly.
I mean,
very quietly.
Yes. But taught us, his family, his children, and hopefully grandchildren to be generous. We are blessed in order to bless.
And you guys have played a major part in the Croc Center here in Greenville.
Well, it's been our pleasure. You know, Dad passed in 2006, and the last thing that he really did publicly was to give a good kickoff gift to the Kroc Center. Yep. And he was very proud, and not proud in a boastful way, but he was just so proud of the organization, proud that the Salvation Army took on that task to raise the money for the Kroc Center.
Sure, sure. 877-235-9405. Text GIVE. Just text the word GIVE and give generously to our Red Kettle as we kick things off here for our Red Kettle campaign. And thank you, State Senator Dwight Loftus, for contributing. And look, I'm hoping some of your fellow legislators will show up this morning and do likewise. Again, I'm not going to call names yet, but I may later.
Right, right, yes. Right. Well, you know, if they can't get down here, as you had said earlier, they can do it online.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so. Yes, that is for sure. 877-235-9405. Felicia, thank you for all that you do. Because it's not just the Salvation Army, the Fred Collins Foundation. You guys have supported Crime Stoppers as well, and there are a lot of other many things. You've helped us with Gallagher's Heroes, helped us publish the First Responder Bibles that we send out thousands and thousands of those every year, and we couldn't do it without the support of the Fred Collins Foundation and others like you. So just thank you for continuing what your dad started years ago.
Well, it's our privilege. So many need, and we want to be there to help.
Yep. Felicia Collins, State Senator Dwight Loftus. We got Chris from Fat Daddy's on. Let's see, Tommy, I'm having trouble getting Chris. Can you help me?
Hey, Chris. What I can do.
Chris,
hey,
you with me?
Hey there.
All right, hey Chris, I'm sitting here with State Senator Dwight Loftus and Felicia Robbins, who's been very supportive of Salvation Army. Chris, guys, is the owner of Fat Daddy's Barbecue in Greenwood. And December the 13th, I think Representative John McRaven said that December the 13th is when we're going to be at your place, right?
That's right. We're looking forward to it. We can't wait. Busy time of year for everybody, but we hope everybody can come out and for a good cause.
Yep, we'll be there ringing the red with the red kettle, ringing the bell for the Salvation Army at Fat Daddy's Barbecue in Greenwood. And I got to tell you, I've heard so much about you, Chris, and about your place. I mean, I can't wait to get there, and I'm probably just going to stay all day. I don't know that I'm going to leave after breakfast.
That's fine. We serve lunch and dinner too, so we'll be going at it all day long. But we'll definitely send some barbecue back with you, so you can spread the barbecue love up that way.
All right. Well, Chris, appreciate you having us there, and I look forward to seeing you December the 13th.
I think we look forward to it, too. Thank you, Joey. Love the show.
Thank you, Chris. Chris with Fat Daddy's Barbecue. Mark your calendars. December the 13th, we'll be traveling down there as we are ringing the bell for Salvation Army. My teacher over here is raising her hand. From Felicia.
The senator and I were just talking. And for any of his friends from the legislature that come and give, the Fred Collins Foundation will match that gift.
Wow. All right, then that is a challenge. We've got to get on the phone, Senator, and make sure show up now.
Oh, yes.
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 Matching any of our state legislators who come by and give, Fred Collins Foundation is going to match that. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Get on the phone, Senator. Get them down there.
All right.
745 here on 94.5, The Answer. You know, $100 helps feed a family of four for 3 days. $150 helps provide meals to 60 children in need. $250, that's going to cover 2 nights of shelter for a family of four. If you hear a little extra noise in the background this morning, it's because I'm at Tommy's Country Ham House on Rutherford in Greenville, and we kicked off our Red Kettle campaign. You'll hear the bell, I got to get it out there. Hear the bell ringing as we're kicking off our Red Kettle campaign. Give generously. Text GIVE to 877-235-9405 or go to teamhudson.org and whatever you can give, $25, $50, $100, $1,000. Whatever, got some businesses coming by, got some politicians, got some a little campaigning going on as well. My friend from Superior Renovations in Greer just stopped by. How was breakfast?
Oh, man, it was good. Wonderful country ham and eggs and whole fixings. So we really enjoyed it.
You can't beat a good breakfast here at Tommy's Ham House, can you?
No, sir, buddy.
Yep. All right. So what kind of projects is Superior Renovations working on these days?
Oh man, we're doing bathrooms mostly. We cater mostly to older adults to make their existing houses a little easier, widen doorways, and give them a nice shower to use. Make it easier for them to stay in their own home instead of having to relocate as they get older.
There's a lot of talk about the renovation. Getting a lot of noise there, Angelo. There you go. A lot of talk about renovations and people as they grow older, the baby boomers, I guess, staying in the same home, just making some changes so they can stay there longer.
Absolutely. We see it a lot. You know, someone's been in their home for a long time and have the thought of downsizing or relocating to get to a smaller house. And sometimes that's good, but we'll take their existing house and adapt it to their needs so it can best serve them.
All right, so personal question. How does the Green family cook turkey on Thanksgiving?
Unfortunately, the Greens don't cook turkey on Thanksgiving.
The Greens don't cook? Bo, that can't be true. The Greens don't cook turkey on Thanksgiving? That's un-American.
Well, we're going to eat turkey. We're just not going to cook the turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. All right, somebody else is going to be cooking the turkey.
Hopefully.
Yep. All right. You making a generous contribution to our Red Kettle. Thank you, Danny Green from Superior Renovations in Greer. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Joey. When I made this donation, I came out today for a couple things. We come out to help those less fortunate, and also I challenge you to match my donation because I know how much you love to spend money. So,
Hold on a minute now. All right, so.
Should I repeat?
I'm the one who's supposed to be challenging, issuing the challenges. You're challenging
you personally. Yes, I am.
So how much are you giving?
$500 today.
$500, and have you made it all? Is it in my red kettle here yet?
Momentarily, it will be. Yes, I'd like to see you follow suit.
All right.
Accept that challenge, Mr. Hudson?
Tommy, what do you think? I've been challenged to match the $500 here of Superior Renovations.
I've got it recorded. I mean, I've got
it's
proof.
It's a bit awkward. Is there any way we can unwind this?
No, I'm afraid my rewind button broke.
All right, so I will accept the challenge, Danny Green.
Good deal.
All right, so I'm going to match the $500 that the Superior Renovations has just made to our red. He's got cash. I don't have cash.
Yeah. Let me help you with this, Joey.
All right, we're gonna. There you go. Thank you. Ring the bell. $500 from Superior Renovations in Greer. Hey, we need more businesses like you come by. That's my challenge: is that more come and match our donation because we've just raised $1,000 here now. $500, I'm going to match it from Superior Renovations. Thank you for coming by. Appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving from Superior Renovations in Greer. $500. Can you believe that? There you go, Tommy. 877-235-9405. You can give generously as well, $50, $100, or $500. If you want to match our challenge there of $500, if you have a business, come by, and we'd love to talk with you as well. And as we ring the bell for our Red Kettle here on at Tommy's, to kick off our Red Kettle campaign at Salvation Army. 877-235-9405. Back, you know, would love to hear from you. We're still talking about how do you cook your turkey on Christmas, on Thanksgiving, and do you allow political talk? Are you going to be talking politics with your family? I got a few tips I'll share with you on that. And the Ham House is filling up here. Love to see you here on Rutherford in Greenville. Lost my time here, Tommy, but
It's 7:56.
7:56. Oh, and we got to get in Sean Hannity with the Hannity Morning Minute.